Have you ever asked yourself, how much should I give? Perhaps it's a need in your family or towards God's work or to the poor and the needy. How much should I give is a question that we should be asking ourselves often. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And we're not just talking here about money. Sometimes the greatest gifts are time, encouragement, emotional support. Those things often involve sacrifices even greater than giving money. C.S. Lewis once said this, "I do not believe one can settle how much we ought to give. I'm afraid the only safe rule is to give more than we can spare." That's what we call generosity. So, question, when it comes to giving of your time, your energies, your emotional resources, your finances, would those closest to you think of you as a generous person or not? C.S. Lewis's perspective, as it turns out, is deeply rooted in Scripture. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 26. Some people are greedy and never have enough. Good people are generous and have plenty. In this materialistic world in which we live, it's easy to come to the conclusion that we have to hang on to whatever we have so that we'll have enough. The problem with that is that it breeds an attitude of never having enough. We're never satisfied. On the other hand, when our faith in Jesus causes us to be generous, God honors that. He never leaves us short. Sure, we may suffer some short-term deprivation, but I can honestly tell you that in close on 20 years of faith-based ministry, whilst at times resources were critically short, God always showed up at the right time. Good people are generous and have plenty, so give more than you can spare. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Sometimes God takes us to the brink in our finances. I get that. That's when we need to get down on our knees and pray. And the good news is that the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.